This is Bob Larson with your market line report for Monday, July 16th. The grain market was mostly down in Friday trading. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Wheat actually started a little bit lower and then it's firmed back up. It seemed like it's triggered some buying and it got off to a pretty good start and actually surged right at the end of the day. The USDA says that the exports will improve, as well as the fact that there is some production reduction in Russia and in the European Union. So that kind of information has helped the market a little bit. Notwithstanding the fact that it's been oversold for quite a while, and we are getting very close to the RSI getting below 30%, and if that strength index gets that low, you would venture to say that there's going to be some bargain hunters trying to step in and give that market a lift.
Chicago July wheat prices closed Friday down one at 484 and a quarter. July corn was down six and a quarter at 332 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for July ended the day unchanged, ranging from 585 to 608. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for July were up 10.5, ranging from 611 and 3 quarters to 621 and 3 quarters. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for July were down 3 and 3 quarters, ranging from 626 and 3 quarters to 646 and 3 quarters. Live cattle for August were down 47.5 cents at 104.87 and a half. August feeder cattle were down 30 cents to 150.77 and a half. In July, Class 3 milk was down a penny at 14.29.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.